Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome back to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into Ringling College of Art and Design.
Ooh, exciting.
We've got articles and websites, even financial reports.
Okay.
All stacked up and ready to go to help us kind of uncover what makes this school tick and why you should care.
I'm ready.
So first things first, what is Ringling College of Art and Design really all about?
Well, think of Ringling as a place that champions art and creativity as essential to life.
Okay.
Not just as hobbies or electives, you know?
Right.
They offer a Bachelor of Fine Arts in 11 different disciplines.
Wow.
And a Bachelor of Arts in 2.
Okay.
But it's not just about the degrees. It's about the experience.
Yeah.
Their faculty are all award-winning professionals who are passionate about teaching and guiding the next generation of artists.
What about their approach to teaching? What sets them apart?
They're known for their hands-on studio approach.
Okay.
They get students working in studios, applying what they learn, and collaborating with each other from day one. This focus on practical application is why Ringling grads are so highly sought after.
Makes sense.
They graduate ready to hit the ground running,
yep.
Not just with technical skills, but also with the real-world experience and the global awareness that today's creative landscape demands.
So it's more than just an art school. It's a launch pad for creative careers of all kinds.
Precisely.
Now, I know Ringling has quite a history.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking 85 years of shaping creative minds and fostering artistic talent.
Wow.
And it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Yeah.
They consistently rank among the top art and design schools globally.
Okay.
In fact, they've even snagged the number one spot for motion graphics and immersive media, according to the rookies.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Immersive media, that sounds fascinating. Can you elaborate on what that is?
Think of immersive media as experiences that completely surround and engage the viewer.
Okay.
It's about blurring the lines between the real and the virtual. You might experience it through virtual reality, augmented reality, or even through interactive installations. Ringling is at the forefront of this, teaching students how to create experiences that transport you to another world.
That's wild. It seems like they're really on the pulse of what's next in the creative world.
You got it. And speaking of being on the pulse of things, let's dive into their academic programs.
Okay, I'm ready. What stands out to you about their offerings?
Their program offerings are incredibly diverse.
Right.
13 majors covering everything from traditional fine arts like painting and sculpture to cutting-edge programs like VR development.
13? Okay.
It's a testament to how Ringling is constantly evolving to meet the demands of the ever-changing creative landscape.
13 majors, that is a lot to choose from.
It is. And one program I find particularly interesting is their Business of Art and Design major.
Oh, yeah, that one caught my eye, too. What's the thinking behind that?
It's all about recognizing that artists are also entrepreneurs. This program gives students the business acumen and strategic thinking they need to manage their careers, launch their own ventures, or navigate the complexities of the creative industries. It's about blending creative talent with business savvy, something I think is essential for anyone who wants to succeed in today's creative economy.
It's a really smart move. Being creative is great, but being able to navigate the business side of things is crucial for any artist who wants to make a living from their work.
Couldn't agree more. It's a testament to how Ringling is preparing their students for success on all fronts.
So we've talked about their innovative programs, their hands-on approach, and their focus on real-world experience. It sounds like Ringling is really pushing the boundaries of art and design education.
They are, but they're not stopping there.
Oh.
Ringling isn't just focused on its students.
Right.
They are also incredibly active in the Sarasota community.
Oh, that's right. They have a bunch of community programs, don't they?
They do. And one of the most impressive is the Sarasota Art Museum, a dynamic hub for contemporary art.
I've heard great things about the Sarasota Art Museum.
It's a fantastic space.
Yeah.
They have thought-provoking exhibitions, educational programs for all ages, and they even have a program specifically for teens. It's incredible to see how Ringling is cultivating an appreciation for art and design across generations.
That's so important. Exposing young people to art can be so impactful.
It really can. And it's not just the Sarasota Art Museum.
Okay.
They have other programs like the Inglewood Art Center, which focuses on education exhibitions and community events. And they have pre-college programs for high schoolers who want to explore art and design more seriously.
Wow, it sounds like they're really invested in making art accessible to everyone in the community.
They are. And they even offer online learning opportunities through Cadenzi, which means you can experience the Ringling magic from anywhere in the world.
That's amazing.
It really is. They're taking their commitment to art education beyond the walls of their campus and reaching people globally.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground here. Ringling's mission, their history, the breadth of their academic programs, and their dedication to community engagement is truly impressive.
I agree. But what's happening right now at Ringling?
Yeah.
What's new and exciting?
That's a great question. Let's take a look at what their news section and financial reports reveal about Ringling's recent achievements and current financial standing.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Ventures Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio, we're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's turn your challenge or opportunity into a thriving venture. Whether you're a corporate leader, a university researcher, or a government innovator, we're here to listen, partner, and make it happen. Visit suncoast.studio to contact us today.
Welcome back to The Summary. Before the break, we were about to delve into Ringling College's recent happenings.
Yeah. Let's see what they've been up to. Their news section seems like a good place to start.
It does. It really does offer a glimpse into the dynamic energy of the college. For example, I was reading about a multi-sensory exhibition at the Sarasota Art Museum.
Oh, yeah.
That was featured in Art Daily.
Great.
An international art publication.
Interesting.
That kind of recognition is a big deal.
Absolutely. It speaks volumes about the quality of work being produced at both the museum and the college. But it's not just about international acclaim. They're also making a significant impact locally.
You're right. I was particularly struck by the story about those four local teens from the Sarasota Art Museum internship program who went on to pursue art degrees. Talk about inspiring the next generation.
It's a fantastic testament to Ringling's dedication to nurturing creative talent right here in its own backyard.
And speaking of nurturing, their financial reports reveal a lot about their commitment to growth and sustainability.
Right. We did some digging into those. What did you find?
Well, in their latest tax filing, they reported over $122 million in revenue.
Wow.
And nearly $119 million in expenses.
Okay.
Leaving them with a healthy net income.
So they're in a good place financially.
They are. And significantly, their May 2023 filing shows that program services accounted for nearly 88% of their total revenue. This demonstrates how dedicated they are to investing in their educational mission rather than administrative overhead.
That's impressive. It's clear they're not just surviving, they're thriving.
Which brings us to the most exciting part, the future of Ringling College. What's on the horizon for this creative powerhouse?
One thing that's clear is their dedication to evolving with the creative landscape.
Right.
Their innovative VR development major is a prime example of that. Right. I was reading about that. It seems like VR is becoming more and more prevalent in so many different fields.
It is. It's no longer just about gaming. We're seeing it used in healthcare education, even architecture and design. And Ringling is ahead of the curve, preparing students to be leaders in this rapidly growing field.
And their commitment to industry partnerships is remarkable. I'm thinking of their INDEX program, a collaboration with the Patterson Foundation.
Ah, yes. INDEX is all about giving students real-world experience through client projects,
yeah,
which are incredibly diverse.
I was blown away by some of the projects I read about. Designing a wine bottle label for a Napa Valley vineyard, creating virtual reality experiences for patients undergoing radiation treatment at the Moffitt Cancer Center. It's incredible to see how they're bridging the gap between the classroom and the professional world.
I agree. Those projects offer invaluable experience, allowing students to apply their skills to real-world challenges and build their portfolios before they even graduate.
It sounds like Ringling College is not only keeping pace with the ever-changing creative landscape, but also actively shaping the future of art and design itself.
I think that's a great way to put it. They're not just producing graduates. They're producing innovators, problem solvers, and creative leaders who will shape the world we live in.
This deep dive has been incredibly enlightening, hasn't it?
It really has. We've explored their impressive history, the breadth of their academic programs, their community engagement and innovative projects. It's amazing what they've achieved.
I agree. But before we wrap things up, I want to step back for a moment and consider the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
What does Ringling's success tell us about the role of creativity in today's world?
That's an excellent question. I think it's a powerful testament to the fact that creativity is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And not just in the arts, but in every aspect of life. Think about those alumni we discussed earlier. They're not just working in traditional art fields. They're impacting industries like tech, healthcare, business, and so many more.
It's like that old saying, creativity is intelligence having fun. But Ringling is taking it a step further by demonstrating how that fun can translate into real-world solutions and impactful careers.
Absolutely. In a world increasingly driven by technology and automation, human creativity becomes even more valuable. It's what sets us apart and allows us to innovate and solve complex problems.
So you're saying schools like Ringling are not just training artists, they're training the future workforce, regardless of the field.
Precisely. They're equipping students with the skills to think critically, adapt to change, and approach challenges from a creative perspective. These are highly sought-after skills across all industries.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. Ringling's emphasis on real-world application, their industry partnerships, their community programs, it's all connected to this idea of making creativity a driving force in society.
You're spot on. They're not just talking about the importance of creativity. They're actively demonstrating it, embedding it into their curriculum partnerships and community engagement. Which leads to an important question. If creativity is so crucial, why isn't it always given the same weight as more traditional academic subjects?
That's a great question. What are your thoughts?
It's a complex issue with no easy answer. Part of it might be the perception that creativity is innate, something you either have or you don't. But Ringling is challenging that assumption.
How so?
By providing a structured learning environment, a rigorous curriculum, and expert guidance, they're demonstrating that creativity can be nurtured and developed just like any other skill.
And the results speak for themselves. Their rankings, alumni success stories, their financial stability, it's all evidence that their approach is working.
It's undeniably effective, which I think reinforces the need for us to rethink how we value and support creativity in education, business, and society.
I completely agree. It's not just about funding art programs. It's about fostering a culture that embraces creativity as a core competency, as a fundamental skill for success in the 21st century.
Well said. Ringling College is leading the charge in this creative revolution.
So what do you think is the one key takeaway from all of this for our listeners?
That's easy. The key takeaway is that Ringling College is a shining example of the transformative power of art and design. They're proving that creativity isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. They're doing it in a way that's inspiring and impactful locally and globally.
Beautifully said.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio, we're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's turn your challenge or opportunity into a thriving venture. Whether you're a corporate leader, a university researcher, or a government innovator, we're here to listen, partner, and make it happen. Visit suncoast.studio to contact us today.
Welcome back to The Summary.
It's great to be back.
We've explored Ringling's history, their programs, their community engagement, and their impact on the creative landscape. We've established that they're doing incredible things.
Yeah.
But I still find myself wondering,
yeah,
what does this all mean for our listeners?
That's a good question.
How can they tap into this Ringling energy, even if they aren't artists or designers?
That's a great question. It's easy to get caught up in the wow factor of Ringling's achievements, but I think the real value lies in understanding what their success says about the importance of creativity in our lives.
So it's about more than just admiring Ringling from afar.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that the Ringling mindset, as I like to call it,
okay,
is something we can all cultivate regardless of our background or profession.
I like that. The Ringling mindset. What exactly does that entail?
Well, first and foremost, it's about embracing curiosity.
Okay.
Ringling students are encouraged to explore, experiment, and push boundaries. They're constantly asking questions, seeking new perspectives, and challenging the status quo.
So it's not just about having ideas, it's about actively seeking them out.
Precisely. It's about cultivating that childlike sense of wonder, that thirst for knowledge and experience. It's something we can all do whether we're tackling a creative project at work or simply navigating our daily lives.
I love that. What else? Are there other aspects of this ringling mindset that our listeners can apply to their own lives?
Absolutely. Another key element is collaboration.
Okay.
We've talked about this throughout our deep dive, but it's worth emphasizing again.
Right.
Ringling students learn to work effectively in teams, leveraging each other's strengths to create something truly remarkable.
You know, it makes you wonder if there's a connection between collaboration and creativity. Maybe bouncing ideas off of others sparks new possibilities, leading to even more innovative outcomes.
I think you're onto something there. Collaboration isn't just about dividing tasks. It's about sparking new ideas, challenging assumptions, and pushing each other to think outside the box.
This is starting to feel less like an art school lesson and more like a life lesson.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. The ringling mindset is transferable to any situation where you need to think creatively, solve problems, or collaborate with others.
So if our listener is feeling stuck in a rut creatively or otherwise, what advice would you give them inspired by our deep dive into ringling?
I would encourage them to embrace curiosity and make it a daily practice. Seek out new experiences, ask questions, and surround themselves with people who inspire them. And don't be afraid to collaborate. Two heads are often better than one, especially when it comes to creative endeavors.
It's such simple yet powerful advice. I feel like we've uncovered a hidden treasure trove of insights in our exploration of Ringling College.
Me too. And I think the best part is that this is just the beginning. There's always more to learn, more to explore, and more ways to unleash our creative potential.
Well said. And on that note, it's time for us to say farewell to Ringling College of Art and Design, but not to the spirit of creativity that they so brilliantly embody.
Absolutely not. May their story inspire all of our listeners to embrace curiosity, collaboration, and the power of creative thinking in their own lives.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep those Ringling-inspired sparks flying.